me nice! Oh, to me nice!
She say, talk to me nice, yeah, yeah. Or don't talk to me twice, no, no. But they still gon' fall through, yeah, yeah. Like they walked on thin ice. They know the fucking vibes.
You know the vibes, man. Pod to me nice. Another episode. I wanted to ask you before we get started. Are we recording next week? Because if it's not, this might be the Christmas episode.
Why wouldn't we record next week?
I'm just asking.
I plan on recording next week.
Okay, then we doing it then. Okay, okay. So this is the second before the Christmas episode.
It should be.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just asking.
Okay.
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 Okay. Okay. Find to be nice episode number whatever. It don't matter. I'm your boy, Billy Ellis, a.k.a. Black Teddy Rocksman, a.k.a. Mr. Two Socks himself. In here with me is the pun god. What's happening?
What's up, world? It's your boy River, aka the Pun God, aka
Black Man in Glasses. I like Black Man in Glasses.
Hold on, I did that. Hey, boy, ain't no fucking way, boy.
So I didn't know they were that sensitive.
Oh wow!
To be honest with you, but these soundboards is yeah. So if you hit them both times, they activate all at the same time. So. But anyway, what's up? What's going on, man? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good.
How you feel?
I was going to tell you when I came in, yeah. I want to shout out Nikki.
I'm drawing a blank. I don't know what Nikki you talking about.
Oh, well, I'm talking about one Nikki. I'm talking about
Nikki. Are you talking about
Nicki Minaj?
Oh, Nick, that Nikki. This Nikki.
Because I can't even talk on a podcast without shouting out her and Uzi for everybody, because that song has changed my life.
Wait.
It's changed my life.
Let's just stop. Wait a minute.
I don't want to stop.
Wait a minute. It changed your life?
Just in a sense of.
Yeah, please. In a sense of what? Please.
I didn't have a favorite Nicki song.
I got it. Okay. Okay,
and that makes sense. And that song is so. It. If you listen to Nicki music, that song is a one of one in her style of music. Like, it's no other song even comparable to that. That was like she left her lane when she made that song.
Wait, oh, so that let's.
It's her Denzel and Training Day.
God damn, that's crazy. That's fucking nuts.
For real.
He got an Oscar for that shit.
She should get a Grammy. Fuck.
He got an Oscar for that.
All right. Well, to be the TBD on what this song is going to do. It's an amazing song.
Nicki's album came out. Let's just start there. I guess that's where we're starting, right?
We got to start there.
Okay.
All so right, don't disrespect. So start,
I'm not disrespecting it. Right. I'm not.
I'm just making sure you're not going to disrespect.
I'm not disrespecting anything.
Okay.
Let's just tell the folks what we're talking about here.
I thought we did.
Always said that she dropped the song. We didn't tell her that she right. dropped the
well,
album.
Well, they okay. The song is on an album. I wasn't here to talk about the album. I was here to talk about
the song. Wait, what? Oh.
I don't know if we can sing. You know, people can flag and shit.
I mean, yeah, we're not going to get flagged. Yeah. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Our numbers ain't that high.
Yeah, we're not.
So I can play this song during the background.
Under the radar.
Hold on. Wait. So while we talk about this, you saying that I can play the song in the background?
I will play it because it's connected to my phone.
Yeah, you play it. Just play it low and we talk about it during the song.
We can talk about it.
Yeah.
But no, Nicki, she finally dropped this. Look, it's the first thing that come up, to be honest with you, right here.
Is it? Ain't gang if you let shit slide. Ain't bad if you got a dick ride. Big guns and a lot of zip
ties. Says she look like me, quit lying. Don't stop the beat.
Look, your body can't stop moving. Look. Everybody. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. They don't know the count to everybody. That's how some of them chick be there. Like, I don't know my body count. I don't know the count to everybody.
I don't know my body count.
Oh, yeah. I don't know the count to everybody. Like, you know.
Don't stop. Don't stop the beat.
So,
okay.
So, what you want to say? No, play it. We going to talk. No, why you stop it?
Oh, you right.
We supposed to talk.
Look, I'm not being a hater.
No, like, I'm just saying. We good. They can hear us.
Okay. So I just play low. But so this album came out. It's a really good album. I like the album.
Okay.
Friday came out. I played it at work. I was actually not surprised by it. Like, because every Nicki album, I'm not surprised. It's good. Like, Queen was good. Pink Friday was good. How many times, like, she released that motherfucker? Mm-hmm. She released that, like, 3 times. They were
Lux, Reloaded.
Yeah, like, how many times she released?
Yeah, I get you.
She was playing the algorithm game, too. But Pink Friday 2 is out. And, like, so this was, like, the standout song.
Yes,
very standout. Everybody is the standout song. She don't really have that many. Like, she did everything on this album, though. She had, like, rap, like, for the rappers. People who love rap, she got that. The people who like her singing, she got that, too.
Right.
For the people who like the dance shit, she got that. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, she got it for everybody. Like, she hit all corners. Like what Drake do, she did that shit.
Right.
And I think that comes from, I'm not even saying that comes from the Wayne school or anything like that. I think Wayne just let them do them, and they found out what.
But they both do something similar.
I was just about to say, they do what works best for them, which is fucking everything.
Yeah, and they cover
all the genres.
Except Drake hasn't hit that club shit. She did Starships and that song with David
Gatta. True, right.
I can't think of the name, but she got a song with him that years old. Very.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. David Gatta song.
Yeah. She hit the.
I mean, Drake tried. Like, honestly, Nevermind is like literally a club.
Not that type album of club I'm talking about. That's more reggae.
Yeah.
With them song. Like, right. Like.
But his attempt is like there. But I'm just saying they. I mean, wow, Loyal is playing.
Song went off already.
I know they. Okay. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. Hey,
classic verse.
Still the greatest Chris Brown song ever.
You know what? We don't agree on a lot, but let me give you the Will Smith point.
Yeah.
Because I do agree that is the greatest Chris Brown
song. I don't care how many songs. I mean, I'm still waiting on it, but like, that is still the greatest Chris Brown song.
That is. Ever. I 100% agree.
There's no doubt in my mind.
I'm glad we're in agreement.
That would be number one all the time.
Didn't agree on Jeff and Matt, but we agree on this.
Matt, Jeff Hardy. Yeah, we agree.
Yeah.
But I don't think we agree on this Nicki song either, though.
We don't, because anytime I put it in a chat, you know when a motherfucker likes something, mm-hmm. If you put it in a chat and they reply, the first chat I put this on, crickets. This nigga didn't even reply to it. And then the second one I put in, you know, he put a little something, but it wasn't like really putting over how good this song. This song, let me tell you something. People are having fun with this song.
You go on
TikTok. People are loving this song. Like, it is a feel good song. And
I'm not mad at anybody having fun with this song.
Like I told him, leading up to this, I did not have a favorite Nicki song. Like, I'm not, and don't arrogate me. Don't be like, oh, he said he ain't like no Nicki. No, that's not what I said. There's a lot of songs of Nicki I liked. I just did not have a favorite.
The nigga just made a playlist, honestly.
Yeah, I just did not have a favorite Nicki song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this song was so good on my Apple Music. I have a personal playlist with all my favorite music. Mm-hmm. Nicki did not have a song until this song, and I moved it to my top four. Dead ass. Like, I moved it up.
I'm glad it moved a lot of people when this album came out. Like, this is the song that really, like, when I was playing it at work, I was like, this one it gravitated toward me because I knew the original song. So I was like, oh, right. The first thing that came to me was like, I can't believe somebody didn't sample that original song sooner.
Right.
However old that song is, I thought somebody would have sampled that like a lot sooner. But so she gets Uzi. She gets Uzi. Great marketing that she got Uzi for this, because it was like, okay, he got the biggest song that came, like damn near right. one of the biggest songs yeah. that came out of 2023 with yeah. with what's the name of the song? I Just Wanna Rock.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Same style, everything.
Because you do TikTok. When you got a song that people could do TikTok dances to, you got a hit. Like, in this day and age,
100%.
You got a hit.
So when I'm sure when she heard the beat, she's like, okay.
I want to do that dance that Uzi be doing.
Nigga, I got to get sturdy. And who am I going to get sturdy
Oh, that's what it's called?
Yeah. Okay. Getting sturdy. You know what? I got to get fucking Uzi on this beat. I got to get him on here. And that's exactly what. And it was great. It was great marketing. I loved the fact that she got him on.
Even though his verse isn't clear. It's
not mixed right.
Yeah. I don't know who his engineer was. Yeah,
I don't know.
But it's...
I don't know who mixed the song. Like, her verse, perfect.
Clear as hell.
Him, though, is just like, I don't know who... Like, maybe they mixed it separately or whatever, but...
It had to have been mixed up. It sounds like it's mixed
separately. It's like, because he's, like, unclear what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah, it's... Like, one of his things, I know he say she got a BBL.
Yeah.
And he say, body. Yeah, like, yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's the one line I know he say.
So, we agree on that.
Yes. We agree on that part.
Overall, long story less long. I don't really particularly feel the song. Like, I know, like, the moment I heard it, I was like, this is a fucking smash. Everybody's going to fucking love this song. So much so... The very next day, Saturday, the mother was all on TikTok. Everybody's been talking about this song for the past couple of days, so I understood it. And you know what? I deem to be wrong. I'm wrong sometimes.
You are wrong on this one.
I am wrong sometimes.
You're wrong on this one.
Because when I hear it out, I'm probably going to get sturdy to it. I ain't going to lie to you.
I think, you know what it is? It's Boback Yellow for Freddie. You knew what I was saying right when I said it's Boback Yellow for Freddie.
Immediately, because oh my God. You know how happy I was? Listen, for people who don't know, Boback Yellow was like a personal favorite of mine. Not to mention because Cardi B was like she was up and coming. I loved the song when it came out. And if you guys don't remember, that shit, like that song was building and building. Mm-hmm. It was building to number one. I remember us talking about it. It's like, damn, it's probably gonna get to number one, whatever. But that shit was my shit. Freddie, for people who don't know, he's an old cast member.
OG cast member.
OG for sure. And he hated that song. Hated her, everything that she stand for, everything.
I'm not going to lie. I did not care for the song when I first heard it either.
And a lot
but
of people.
I did not hate it. He hated it. I did not hate it.
Hated it.
I disliked it.
He hated it. Dog, when I tell you, we went to a wedding around the time where it was still bubbling. It was still bubbling. I think it went number one at the time.
Yeah, it was a top song at the time.
Yeah, it was like at that point, it was like number one. And they played it at the wedding, at the reception. I think he went to the bathroom. Like, I'm positive he went to the bathroom. And then, like, the song kept, like, you know, if you know the Boback Yellow, the intro.
Yeah, the beginning, yeah.
If you hear the intro, it's a good 20 seconds, whatever.
They give you enough time to get on the dance
floor. To get on the fucking dance floor. Freddie, I've never seen, and I'm so mad because my phone was on like maybe, I remember it was like 4%. So I never got to record it. But it was like one of the greatest moments in my life because he came from wherever he came from, bathroom, whatever, and the intro came on. And God, all that does for her is say, little bitch, you can't fuck with me if you wanted to. This is spacious. This is red bottoms. This is blood. I was like, oh, shit.
Okay. In his defense, let me do this. In his defense, certain music sounds different in this environment.
Absolutely, it does.
Because
absolutely,
I didn't accept the song until I was at a birthday party. And I'm the one who played the song for the birthday party. Because I had sounds. We was all outside. I had sounds in my car. I opened my trunk. Right. I'm playing music. And when I played that song, the crowd went crazy. And I was just like, damn, this is a good song. I'm the one who played. I DJed the shit. But I only DJed it because it was a popular. I was playing popular music.
Right.
But I do understand. Your environment changes your perception.
Absolutely, it does. Yeah, it does. It does. And I think that's what happened, but I don't know. He had some liquor in him, too. Like, it was open bar.
Yeah.
It's open bar. Liquor in
me, too.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think the true feelings of the song came out. And because I tried to put him on her. I did at the time. I really did. Like, I put some other songs on it. He was like, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling none of this girl shit. None of it. Like, this girl rap at the time, because it was just her and Nikki
yeah.
And that was it.
Everybody else Nikki lost to at the BT Awards.
It was Diamond from Cry Mob. Rod
Digger.
Yeah, Rod
Digger. I remember Rod Digger lost.
Like, how many times, like, Nikki, like, dominated that BT Awards for, like,
it
10
became
years.
Stupid.
It really came redundant. It really did.
Hey, deadass. Wait. Just quick tangent. I think that's where the beef started with her and Cardi.
Absolutely. That's what I would put that on. Yeah. That's when it happened. That's when it happened.
She's like, fuck, I got an actual competitor.
I have a competitor now. And she opened the floodgates. She opened the floodgates after that.
Hell yeah.
We can recognize a lot of women rappers now more than we could like 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean,
there's
some
no question
others.
About that.
I mean, don't say fucking sexy rip. But yeah, we definitely can recognize some people. I mean, one of our episodes was literally named after Cardi B's Moneybag. That's what that originated.
Come on,
from.
Man.
Yeah.
Come on.
And that's one of our best Mount Rushmore episodes.
Yeah. I love that episode. Going back to where we were talking about originally. So the Everybody song. I don't like it per se. Like, I'm listening to it in the car, and it don't really do anything for me. But I'm sure when I hear it out.
When you hear it out, it's going to change. I'm positive. Your next wedding.
Yeah.
Or if we go to a bar.
I'm going to go crazy.
You're going to be like, you know, you're going to look. If we together.
Yeah.
I don't even think you're going to use words. I think you're just going to look at me, and I'm just going to nod. I'm just going to nod. Be like, we don't even need words.
I'm going to go crazy.
Yeah.
I know it. Of course I am. But I'm just saying, like.
Right now, it ain't. You know what's surprising about that is where we're at. For those who forget where we're stationed, because we don't talk about where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're Chicagoland area. We don't need to say the suburb because a lot of y'all don't know. So we just.
Right. Say just Chicagoland. Say,
yeah, we're in Chicagoland.
Yeah.
That's the Chicagoland song. That is
absolutely.
That is a Chicago. You motherfuckers, footwork like that's
yeah.
That's
that,
us.
I mean, that's the beat. The heartbeat of it is like real Chicago.
It's
like,
real Chicago.
I mean, they're gonna put Jersey on it.
Yeah, but that's where Jersey got it from.
They got it from Chicago.
They got it from Chicago, just like Detroit.
Right.
Like we originated that shit.
That's why we love it so much. Like that's why a lot of people gravitated towards. Over here in Chicago, because it's everybody's gonna footwork to that. That's a footwork song if I ever heard one.
You know what's crazy? For those who don't know, we had to change the name house to juke because other genres took house and they music ain't even house music.
And it's not even house
it's
music.
It's dance music,
yeah,
but it's not house music.
Like they didn't make that shit like European.
House music means something totally different.
Right.
If you was brought up in the late 80s and early 90s, house music was a completely different meaning.
Yeah. If you know the history of house, it came from Chicago.
Yeah, it came from Chicago.
And so you already know. Like, you already know. We are the originators of house.
Right. Now we got to call it juke music.
Yeah.
They took this shit from us.
Right. And we barely call it the juke music now at this point, too. So, we barely got juke music. We barely got it.
I mean, but DJ Fair is still playing.
He's keeping it alive for sure. Yeah. He's keeping it alive, and I'm sure he's gonna play this Nicki song too for sure.
He did. Hey, look, that Friday that shit got released.
Oh, he played it.
He put it in the mix.
Shout out to DJ Ferris, man.
DJ, like,
legend.
I heard it. I was at a 16-year-old's birthday party on Saturday. They played it. I'm like, it's making its rounds.
Like, yeah, like we said, it's a smash. It's already a smash.
I just don't like that you don't like it. I don't. The boat is gonna leave. By the time you like the song, the boat is sailing. I don't want you on it. I'm not throwing you a rap. I'm not throwing you none of that shit, bro. Like,
it don't matter if you just acknowledge it. Like, it's like, oh yeah, that shit was fire. I was late on the party. I'm late to the party.
Yeah, but you real late. Like, the party, look, you so late to the party, motherfuckers gonna be like, the party was a month ago. Like, what are you doing? This is just a restaurant right now. There's no part. This is a regular restaurant.
It's cool. The song is cool. The song is cool. I just can't get you. I can't get jiggy with this shit in the car. In the car? I can't get jiggy with it.
I get the most jiggy with it. Let me ask you a question.
What's happening?
Before we get off music, because we got some stuff to talk about. Mm-hmm. What is your top songs of the year? We talked about your top album. If they weren't here, we both agreed.
Okay. For All the Dogs.
For All the Dogs. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
We both agreed that the Drake album is album of the year. Mm. What is your top songs of the year?
Ooh, like, you putting me on the spot right now.
I did. I'll, while you looking, I'll just say this. Mine is Everybody.
obviously. Obviously.
Broke My Heart by Drake.
Oh, man.
And Fuck You Mean by Gunna. That's my top three. Oh, man. That's my top three. Easy. And I'm surprised that I got three. Usually for me, we don't talk about music on here like that. But for me, I usually don't get that many favorite songs. I get good songs all the time every year. But for me to say, dude, that's one of my favorite songs. Yeah. I got three this year.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me.
So it's Fuck You Mean. Yeah. Which I have to say, Fuck You Mean is one, like, legitimately one of my favorite songs of this year.
Amazing.
Surprisingly.
It's probably Song of the Year. It's like, overall, like, if people take the temperature, Fuck You Mean may come out to be Song of the Year.
I mean, Gunna. Listen, man, like the shit he had to go through, and I'm like, oh my God, like, he had to go through a trial and shit, whatever, and he got out. But the fact that he had to go against something that, you know, nobody normal would have to go through, and he's still going through that snitch shit right now.
Well, 6ix9ine did.
I mean, not compared to he's like guaranteed a snitch. Like, that's 6ix9ine. Yeah, he's a guaranteed snitch.
Right. But I mean, you said nobody else went through. No, 6ix9ine was the first.
Like, he was the first, of course. But I'm just saying, like, there was rumors if he did it or not. And you going through something like with that group, Young Thug and everything, like that YSL and everything like that. You going against something that's like bigger than you.
Right. I get what you're saying.
And you come out with an album, a project that mainly it was just like, okay, this is like a swink or swim type of project.
Right.
And you come out with a smash that is undeniable.
That was a smash. That's what I'm saying. I didn't see it either. And I was late. I talked about it on this podcast.
Yeah.
I was late. You talking about you late? You gonna be late to the party of everybody?
Yeah, yeah.
I was late to the Fuck You Mean party. I was late.
It was like, they're still playing it right now.
It's undeniable, like you said.
It's one of my favorite songs of this year, for sure. What else did you say?
No, I said that was the three.
That was the three.
Yeah, that was the three. And that's all rap. I would, if somebody asked me my R&B, you know what's crazy? I never thought I'd say this, but I can't think of all the R&B songs that came out, but off the top of my head, that Water joint is...
Shout out Tyler, man.
The Water joint.
I like the song. I think I liked it for like maybe a week, and then I got tired of it.
Because they overplayed.
They did overplay it.
But I didn't... See, I wasn't listening to the radio. I went on TikTok. I didn't allow people to ruin it for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. When I heard the song, it was me hearing it because I played it on my phone. It wasn't because the radio playing it again. One thing I'll say is, I got the app with DJ Ferris. Mm-hmm. DJ Ferris, like, it seemed like every mix, that song is in there. DJ Ferris loved that song.
No, he played the shit out of that
he
song.
He played the shit out of that song in his mixes.
So I got a couple. I was going through my shit. Like, my Apple Music Replay 2023 helped me out a lot here. I was going through it, and a lot of this shit is like, well, Fuck You Mean for sure. Fuck You Mean comes through for sure. Was Kendrick 2022 or 2023? I can't remember no more.
I can't because this is. It don't tell you. Let me see. Maybe you'll beat me to it, but let me see.
No, it was 2022.
Yeah, don't count.
It don't count. Matter of fact, it was May 2022. Oh, God
yeah,
damn.
No, yeah, it was the middle of the year.
I'm still playing this shit. Yeah,
nope.
Larry June had like one of my favorite songs, too, Make a Way and Clocked In. And is that like damn near all Larry June, to be honest to me? I don't want to say Diddy because Diddy had a great album, but I don't want to say Diddy no more. But yeah, he had a few songs on there too. But like a lot of 2023 songs that came out. But Drake got Drew or Picasso is like one of my favorite songs out of the year for sure. What was the Fuck My Ex song?
Yeah, Broke My Heart.
That's Broke My Heart was definitely one of my favorite songs of this year too.
It's an amazing song.
It is. I'm so glad for the deluxe, to be honest with you. If I can like say like one of my favorite songs of this year is like the deluxe of them, like whatever Scary Hours 3 was, / For All the Dogs deluxe, whatever those six songs are, those are like my favorite for sure.
He came through. He needed that.
He fucking needed that. Like, I don't think he needed it, but it solidified a lot of things as far as like that nigga can rap. Do not deny that motherfucker at all. You know, satisfy all the genres, be damned. But right. It was just like, he satisfied a lot of the rap guys, for sure.
When I say that, just so we be clear, like I told Billy, I thought the album was good. Mm-hmm. I thought the album was good. With the deluxe, I think the deluxe made the album great.
Yeah, that's what it made it.
It brought it from good to great.
And that's what I felt about it. So a lot of my favorite songs come out of that. Fuck You Mean, Larry June, Clocked In, Made Away.
Tragic Bell.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, check that shit out if you want. I mean, everybody, Nikki, and, you know, check that shit out. I mean, Nikki, you're not, I don't think you're going to be able to escape that, though. You're not going to be able to escape it. It's going to, like, creep on you regardless.
I think it's one of those songs that even if you don't like it, the world is going to beat it down
for
on you.
Sure.
Like, you're going to be like, I can't fucking escape. It's going to be one of those songs. You're like, I can't escape this song.
Yeah.
It's because you got to like it. You're supposed to like it.
You're supposed to like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm denying it, but whatever.
You are.
I mean, but I can, it's cool. It's just like, it's not to me yet. It's not, you know, it's not. I haven't gravitated it towards like everybody else has. That's all. Not a knockoff, but it's just like, it's in the style of, I just want to rock.
It is, but it's also a WWJP.
What is that?
What would Jesus pick?
You know what? All right, next topic. I knew something was coming. I knew some bullshit was coming. I knew it. And it did.
Oh, Jesus played this as bullshit? Oh, all right. He heard you.
Shout out Jesus, though.
Yeah, shout out Jesus. His birthday coming up.
His birthday is coming up. It's crazy. His birthday is coming up. You're right. I don't want to disrespect you on your birthday.
You can't.
I'm sorry, bro.
You can't. I can't. It's been a lot of music talk. So we're going to continue the music talk.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Cardi. And Offset.
Cardi. What, she dropped a song? Like what are we talking about?
She dropped a nigga. But look, no. It's crazy being a celebrity. Because she took the Jada Pinkett route. When Jada Pinkett was like, I've been single.
Y'all just didn't know.
And yeah. I didn't know how to present it.
Right.
She did the same thing.
She did do that.
And this came to light because of Blueface.
Blueface, baby. Yeah, right.
Blueface out here snitching. I guess he's calling out his... But it's like, wait, first of all, you're not even fucking with this chick. Why even put that out there? Just to make her look bad?
I don't know. I don't understand. I don't even understand the Blueface Krishan thing. Like, I don't...
It's because they got a show.
I mean, they got a show, and that's I get it. And they got to sell the show.
Guarantee you, if that show didn't exist, their antics wouldn't be this loud.
It's nuts how every day I get an update on what fuck going on with them.
Right.
It's literally every day.
Me too. And I hate the shit because I don't give two fucks.
I can give 50 shits about them too. I've had enough. It was like for a week I was just like, oh, this is fucked up because of a kid involved. But I don't give a shit no more. Yeah. I don't care. They're not adults. Like, they're adults, but they're not adults.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
No, I know exactly what... They're not mature.
There's not maturity at any of these two.
They're only adults by age.
So, when that shit happened, I'm like, oh, okay. So, this stemmed from that, right? With Cardi, and I heard the live. I heard the
IG, I seen it.
I heard the little live for like a minute and a half, whatever it was. Initially, I was like, oh, I thought they were married. So I didn't get it. I thought they were married.
They probably filed for divorce or they've been separated. It's one of the two. They're either separated or they filed for divorce and nobody knew.
Okay. But immediately it went to, oh, this nigga cheated again. And I was like, wait, how do we know that? Oh, he cheated again. I was like, wait, hold on. Like, how do we know that?
But even she said during that live, she like, I don't believe it, but it don't matter.
Like she wasn't trying to look for it. She said
I'm not even gonna look into it.
Yeah.
And the reason being.
Right. She's like, she was like, I'm over it.
Yeah.
So I'm just single now and that's just what it is. So I look at it like this. This happens like every 6 months with them. And like 6 months ago.
No, I disagree. Before you even continue your next thought.
Go ahead.
She has never came out and said they split. It's always.
Oh, no.
This is new. We're in new territory.
I never said they split. I said if there's always an accusation.
Okay, yes.
Every 6 months.
Yes.
And there's like always a fake breakup. So it never happens. I thought they were cool. I thought they were like a great relationship, but I don't be invested in this shit at all either. So I want the best for her. I want the best for him too. So I don't want to put it on like cheating because it hasn't been announced as far as like cheating. So I don't know what your thoughts is for that, but
if they're not together, then he didn't cheat. Well, I would need to know the time. She didn't say when they broke up. Because this was...
She's saying for a while now.
Yeah. And that party that they accused wasn't that long ago.
Right.
So, if him and Rock did, you know...
And see, this is another thing, too. Like, with the whole... It indicates they were in the party, at that party at November 10th. I was like, nigga...
Yeah, they was just at the same party. But...
Like, come on, man. Like, y'all be detectives for everything else but fucking your own lives. And it'd be crazy. It's crazy to me.
Oh, yeah, they'll find out some shit. Like, but they only found out that shit because Blueface put it out there. So he found out something. Mm-hmm. Because why would he randomly, if they at this party with all these people, he think that Offset took down Smacker?
But... Not Snagger.
Wow.
Snagger is crazy.
That's her name. Snagger.
That is nuts. Why you do that, Chris Blunt? Oh, man. Oh, shit. Snagger is crazy. Snagger too. So, it's fucking nuts. I don't know. Blueface be on some bullshit too.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I don't know if I can believe everything that he's saying either, but the fact that, like, I just want to be out of this loop.
Yeah.
That's me. Like, Blueface be bringing in other people that, when he says, like, yo, you was fucking on Offset, like, last month, and Offset was like, I have not met that woman before, ever. It just, all this attention gets brought to me, and I get updated and updated and updated, and then Krishan just says, she gets her tattoo removed and put her new person on there.
Kevin!
And I don't understand it, bro. Like,
you know as well, he not even known. I mean, it ain't like he was known for, like, his music before. But right now, he not even known for his music. He's known for...
Not anymore.
This...
Not anymore.
Triangle.
Yeah.
He has going on.
It's literally the triangle now. Like, yeah. Even last week with the two baby mamas, they getting together and, like...
Right. Them hanging out.
Yeah.
And him saying, oh, y'all trying to molest me, have a threesome. It's just like, I wouldn't be surprised if it come to that.
And it's just like, like, literally, dog, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care neither.
Like, if you're going to put the show out, put the show out. Like, it's just like, I think maybe I just had to block it. Maybe that's just what it is. Maybe that's what it is.
No, the world cares too much.
No, the world does care too much.
They like drama.
There's people that I know that like what's going on. And
they love drama.
Krishan has, like, fought about this baby and baby daddy shit, like, I don't know for how long. And then she fuck him or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
That you lost to me after that. Like, I don't give a fuck about none of what you saying anymore.
You know what it is for me? Because I'm not going to act like I don't like drama, because we've talked about Will and Jada. We've talked about Joe Smith.
We like drama. We do. We like drama.
I like grown people. This ain't grown people drama. Yeah, that's the difference.
That's the fucking difference.
This feel like TikTok drama. Right. Like, you know, this ain't grown drama.
Give me grown up drama.
Yeah, give me grown up
drama. I like grown up drama.
Yeah, girl. Who has P. Diddy P?
Give me something. Yes, yes. Give me that. Give me something I can relate to. Like, because none of that shit.
You being on people?
Huh?
Excuse you said me? Relate to. And the last thing I said was.
I knew that was coming. Yeah.
Did they know it was coming?
Coming and peeing. Wait a minute. There
we go. There we go.
But anyway, man. This is like 70-year-old high school drama to me.
Yeah, it's very high school.
And I can care less about it.
Even the story is like, oh, she fixed the tooth. He don't like it, so she unfixed her tooth. Now they broke up. She fixed her tooth again. It's just like, do y'all hear the shit that y'all fucking...
It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy.
It's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
He with baby mama number one. Now he baby mama number two. Now he back with baby mama number one. Now he back with baby mama number two. Like,
oh, that's the shit too. Like,
and these bitches let him. I think that's the stupid.
Because, and that's my thing. That's why I don't care. That's why I do not care.
You know what I think it is? You know what? No. I just figured it out, and I never figured it out until I just said it out loud. You know why I think so many people are into it?
Why?
It's mainly women. That's their audience is female.
I mean, yeah. That's.
I think because a lot of them can relate. Between a man bouncing back between
when they said moms. When somebody said that they like Krishan because she could relate to her, that's when I knew. I was like, oh, there's some stupid bitches out there.
Mm-hmm.
And not to call you stupid bitches, because I love women.
No, I know what you mean.
I'm saying stupid bitches as far as, like, going into a situation, knowing it's bad, and then continue with the situation, knowing it's bad. And then you're mad about it, and you talk about that, and you tell the internet that, oh, this nigga ain't shit, when you already know the nigga ain't shit. And everybody's in agreement of it, but you still going to continue to...
Fuck with this nigga. You let the shit that's stupid to me, I agree with you on the stupid premise. The stupid shit that with me is you letting him bounce back and forth between you two.
And it's weird.
And wait. No, it's weird, but you let him do it in public. In private is different.
Yeah.
You letting him do this in public.
And the thing is, though, they did the thing where, like, they in cahoots together, which was a very baby mama thing to do.
Oh, yeah. It's a very, until one of them break the trust and go back.
Absolutely.
It's going to happen.
Right. So, in that regard, it's just like, it was like, oh, that, of course that was going to happen. I didn't know when it was going to happen, but it happened.
Yeah,
but
of course.
Here we are now. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all talk shit about each other now. It's like, hey, best friend.
We're going to get this nigga together.
Right. Until one of them get the first text.
Then of course. Fuck you all over again. Of course.
I'm with him. I got the man. Give it one paycheck cycle. One paycheck cycle.
That's all it takes is one. That's all it takes.
Yeah, be with the other one. And you women see that, and a lot of you guys have that situation going on. Y'all got a baby daddy that's bouncing back and forth.
Yeah.
And, oh, I can relate. Think about why you can relate.
Well, yeah, that's the thing about why you can relate. If you like Krishan, right? If you like her as a person.
If you are Team Snagger.
If you are Team Snagger, is crazy. If you are Team Snagger, it's like something. I'm not saying something's wrong with you, but I'm saying
there's something wrong with you. I'll say it. He wanted to be. I'll say it.
I'm not. I'm really not trying to say something's wrong with you, but I'm just saying you don't know these people. You don't know them.
That's why something's wrong with you.
You don't know these people. You don't know. Little babies, baby mama, Jada Waiter. It's like she got on a live recently and said, I don't cheat, but we going to break. That's when I do my dirt type shit.
Can we put a pin in there and talk about that? Because I heard about that.
You heard about that, right?
I want to speak on that. So okay. Let's just pin that.
Okay. You don't know Jada from, like, Jada Waiter from nothing, do you?
No.
You don't know her from nothing, right?
From nothing.
Outside of little baby. Right?
Right.
However, they know their personalities and just that and the third and all. I don't get it.
But this is why the love and hip hop shows are popular. The, you know, housewives are that's why this stuff is popular, because people associate with these people. They don't know them.
So we have VH1 to blame?
I mean, they did start the...
They started it.
The love of shows.
Yeah. And, you know, this is the benchmark. That's the benchmark.
Reality TV. No, this is what I blame. People who think reality TV is real.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? People who follow these shows and get into them as if they're really... You know what's crazy? A motherfucker better not ever talk to me about liking professional wrestling. Mm-hmm. And telling me, you know, it's fake, right? But then they watch reality TV and be like, nigga, don't you know that shit fake? Like, if you come down on people who watch wrestling and you, but you love reality TV.
But you love reality TV.
Go play in traffic. That's what I'm going to say. Go play in traffic.
Be the first one to say that wrestling is fake.
Yeah.
But.
Keeping up with the Kardashians, though.
It's kind of weird to me. That's weird.
Let me ask you something. Over your bet, let's say this is FanDuel.
Mm-hmm.
Who does Cardi fuck with next?
Ooh, like an over and under?
Who's your pick? I don't think she goes rapper.
I don't think she goes rapper either.
Yeah, I don't think she goes rapper.
I can guarantee you it's not a rapper.
Yeah, I don't think it's
gonna be a rapper. I can kind of guarantee it's not a rapper.
But it has to be somebody that can handle her wildness. So they got to be wild.
And I'm not even seeing an actor. I'm not seeing an actor in there either.
You know who I could see?
What?
And I can't see it, but if I heard this was the person, you know what? I'm really just judging him off his power performance, but not his actual character performance. Oh. Whoa. I'm thinking about Buddy that played Bobby in New Edition. That's on Power. I don't know his real name.
really him. Yeah, keep talking because I think I
can. But you know what? That's not a good choice because I'm judging him off his power character and not his. He was a dancer. He, hey, I thought about something.
I mean, he is Tejada.
He okay. He is a modern day. When I say this, let me cook.
Go ahead, go ahead.
He is a modern day Tupac.
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait.
Wait, what? Think about who Tupac is.
Yes, I'm that's why I'm looking at you crazy. What are you talking about?
That's the dude's story. Tupac was a backup dancer. Mm-hmm. This dude was a dancer.
Okay.
And he became a character in Power who basically Tupac portrayed himself as.
He was not always a dancer. Like, he was like a social media. Like, he was on, not TikTok. What's the Vine? He was on Vine. You talking about, what's it? Woody McClain.
Okay. But he was a backup dancer. But Tupac, but look, this is what I'm saying.
You hung up on this.
A lot of people don't associate Tupac with being a backup dancer, like a lot of people don't associate him with being a backup dancer. But they True. Both were backup dancers.
Like, he was a backup dancer for Digital Underground. We yes. all know the story, right? Yes.
And he was a backup dancer for what, Chris Brown?
Yes.
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 And then now you associate him with what?
He's a Vine character. He was a Vine. Like, he was a Vine star. Now he's an actor. Now, yeah.
Current day, his character on Power.
Power, yes, of course.
Current day, Tupac's persona.
I mean, that has... I wouldn't put that at anything.
It's very similar. It's parallel.
I don't see the parallel at all.
I just broke it down to you.
But I'm just saying that's not a fair comparison. This is what I'm saying.
I didn't say it was spot on. I said they have similarities.
Oh, okay. Oh, I defute everything I just said.
That's all I said.
Okay.
I said he's more of a modern day Tupac in the sense of a guy who went from a dancer to now is playing a role of a like thug guy, which. Tupac went from a dancer to be this thug rapper.
Oh, we didn't have to do the whole 7 minutes then. I'm sorry.
Literally all I said.
I apologize cool. for that. I just like, wait, what was the comparison? Yeah. Like, but I got lost in that. I'm sorry.
You did, because you heard me say that. And you're like,
yeah, oh, I'm like, what the like, fuck, yeah, nigga? Did you not hear all the seven songs?
Yeah, what the fuck? He never made hit him up. I'm like, nigga, relax.
Right.
Like,
that's what I was saying.
He never rolled with the Black Panthers. The
fuck is you talking about?
Nigga, what? I just said two things.
But see, that's the growth of being like a mature person. Like, I can apologize for that.
And I accept it. You know, yeah. It was an interesting conversation.
Thank you. No, but I get it, though. I get it.
Now
I
you understand totally, the I comparison. Totally understand, that's all the comparison was. That's
I still
all
don't see was. The him and Cardi, but it's okay.
Oh, yeah. But then No, you're right. But then I retracted that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did. Okay.
And what I said was, no, I'm judging him off his power to character. Mm-hmm. I literally said that. I said I'm retracting
I mean, it. Him and, like, the Tejada little character and Cardi?
Yes.
100%.
See, I'm putting that's him and that's not him. So that's my bad.
Yeah.
I'm Tariqing him.
Like, in real life, though, I don't know. Like, it's going to be something random. It will be.
It's going to be somebody random.
It's going to be somebody random that we're not going to expect. Like, Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan. Yes, for sure. It's going to be like something.
But Michael B. Jordan should have known better. That's on him.
I think. I feel like he was trying to do his best. Like, he got with her and it was like, I'm just gonna try, I'm gonna have fun and try to make the best honest person out of her.
That was his fault. That's like Cardi getting with Buddy from Snowfall. It's like, no.
Well, I feel like that too with him and with her and the Snowfall dude. Like, I feel like that was that too. Like, even with that, after that.
These is good guys. Y'all should know.
And I think that's why people feel the way they feel about Lori Harvey. Like, Lori Harvey is, she's having fun as far as, like, we can tell it, whatever. And she gets with these guys that you would think that, like, I would marry that guy.
is because, well, like we talked about, these women want, because when she was first doing it, they was like, this is what we all should be doing. Everybody mm-hmm. was pro her.
Yeah, everybody was pro her.
But then when she was going through all right. these guys that these women wanted, mm-hmm. they were like, oh, nah, bitch, you fucking up. Like, because yeah. I would marry that man. You know, it became yeah. more personal. And say, no. Keep your same energy. Keep your same energy.
Right. But you know what? Initially, she came from she was dating Diddy's son. And then she started dating Diddy.
I didn't notice the Future had her.
Oh yeah, and the Future thing happened afterwards.
Because that's
when radar was starting.
You had to tell me about the Diddy thing because that wasn't loud.
Right.
When she got with Future, that was loud.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I think Future may have unlocked something in her.
Absolutely. What? Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, oh, that's how you roll. Yeah. Okay, I'm rolling. You damaged me. Now I'm rolling. Like, I got with you knowing that how you were, but then I saw it. Yeah. Like, you know, it's an interesting conversation when you see a person on how they roll and you be like, yes, they can do that to me, but I don't think it's going to be to the extent that they did it to their ex. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like, you may do that to me, but it's going to be like 50% off of how that situation was.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, no, you gave me the whole 100%.
Yeah, right. So I'm, yeah. So you cheated with me and you cheated way worse with me.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be different. Nope.
Thought it was different.
Please don't play that thought I was different card. Just, it will save you emotions.
Yeah.
When you play the I'm different card.
Yeah.
I've literally experienced it and I've seen it with people close to me when they play the I thought I was different. Yeah.
See, the worst thing is like that happens to you and it turns you into somebody that you don't know or recognize. Like, which is like you hurting other people.
Right. Hurt people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, we have this whole, circle of life.
Yeah, it's a circle of life.
Ah, Topanga, Mr. Feeney. I'm mad about this. I don't like none of that. Mr. Feeney. Ah, Topanga was good. I did like that. Mr. Feeney.
That's it? We good?
I don't have anything else, man. Like I didn't talk about everything that happened this week. Yeah.
Sorry, this wasn't that funny. It was kind of like a cleanup episode of
what's been going on for the past week.
Yeah, so it wasn't that funny.
We talked about Nicki. We talked about that album. We talked about Cardi.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about sad shit. Like they broke up.
I don't think that was sad. I just kind of thought the writing has been on the wall.
It wasn't like for me because I didn't know. Shit, I didn't know.
I never thought, with everything going on,
it was just on Baby Shark. Like, so what the fuck?
I never thought they would make it.
Really?
Just because I thought at some point the allegations were going to become too much for her. A nigga can't keep being like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, see, this is my thing though. Like, everybody gravitated towards the cheating. So, like, she was just like, I'm single now. That's all she said.
Right, we don't know why. Right, you are exactly right. We don't know why they broke up.
We don't know why.
You are 100% right.
So, and then people just initially, like, just all of a sudden, like, oh, these niggas be cheating. I was like, how do we get there? She didn't say that at all.
She didn't. But. I ain't going to say what I was going to say. Because it's not consistent. What I tell you, when I'm on here, I try to keep the same energy.
Okay.
If I said what I was saying, I wasn't keeping the same energy. So I'm not gonna say that.
I thought you were trying to be devil's advocate.
No. Devil's advocate. When I play devil's advocate, I at least need some evidence. And you're right. She never said it. So I can't play devil's advocate.
Right.
And it's all speculation if I said what I was going to say. But it was along the lines of, I think that's a lot on a person for it always to be like, hey, your man cheated with this person. Hey, your man cheated with this person. Hey, your man cheated. I think that beats down a person.
Shit, if we want to talk about it. And like, if I was him, I'm like, I can't keep taking these allegations every 6 months. Like, every fucking time you feel away. Like, you think I'm, like, doing some shit.
But didn't somebody show an actual DM? Wasn't that a thing? Am I misremembering
that? Did the situation? DM say, hey, I fucked you?
I don't remember.
See, that's my thing. Like, I don't... There's no substantial shit. And so, and they always get back together or something like that. But it's always like a breakup in between. Like, he did this and he did that. And then, like, the social media get to it. And it's like, oh, this nigga always cheat. And they always get back together. So it was just like.
Right. It hadn't been proven.
It definitely hasn't been proven.
And I'm with him on that because it hadn't been proven. But all I'm saying is, if I was a celebrity and I had, let's say I dated Cardi. Mm. And it was constant, hey, Cardi's with this person. Cardi's with that person. Cardi mm-hmm. did this. Cardi mm-hmm. did that. Mm-hmm. At a point, I'm going to get tired of that shit. Like, it's one thing if it was in-house. Right. I could deal with it better.
Right.
But when it's you go on Twitter and you being fucking put in every tweet and everybody's talking about your relationship, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. sometimes you just like, I am tired of this.
I'm tired of it. Yeah. I'm
tired of it. And it's like, nigga, stop going to parties. Stop, like, putting yourself in places where they can start this shit up. Like, yeah. If we going to go out, we going out together. It's, like, I'm yeah, sorry. Right. Like, if you think that sucks, whatever. We going out together.
Right.
Because it seems like every time you step out the fucking house by yourself, there's a new bitch that you supposedly fucked.
Yeah. And now we got to play detective.
Right.
Which is crazy.
And now I got to answer to my friends, yeah. my fans, right. my family. Did he? Didn't he? You know, like.
Yeah. People starting to think this is a fucking rollout at this point because it's like every once in a while. And I don't know. So.
I don't know neither. And but they're officially done.
They're done. She said it's done. So
I was just trying to figure out because she was very quick to say she wants to see another chapter in her life. And we know what that meant, the way she said it. Like, she wants to experience another man. So that's what made me ask you that question on, like, who could handle, because she's a wild girl. Who could handle Cardi B?
Who can handle Cardi B?
Dennis Rodman.
I mean, no, Dennis Rodman can definitely do it.
I don't think Dennis Rodman is her type of guy, but Dennis Rodman could definitely.
Dennis Rodman in 97? Absolutely.
Dennis Rodman can handle Cardi B.
Yeah. 100%. Probably not now because he's mature and like different now. But
I don't
like,
really think he's more. I think he's not that same person, but I don't think he's like.
He's more mature.
More. Yeah. Like 24% more mature?
Yeah. He's yeah. Like, no, I don't. I think 97 he would have been up for sure.
Oh, you know who's going to fuck Cardi B?
Who?
This not even a relationship. You know who's going to fuck Cardi B? This is my pick, and I'm surprised you didn't say it. Pete Davidson.
Dog, what the fuck? I didn't even think about that. Because it'd be the, like the most random women he'd be getting with.
Pete Davidson.
He has a history of he has all the history. Fucking random women
he has be a getting history. With. So, my pick for this answer, Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson. Now, I mean, that's a great choice. I'm not even mad at that or whatsoever.
Wouldn't be surprised. If she just be like, I wanted to see what the fuss was about.
and that could be the reason.
That'd be the reason.
For sure.
Like, I just need to see.
Within the next 3 months, mm-hmm. I can see that happening. Oh, we caught Cardi B and Pete Davidson holding hands. At SNL. Like, wait, what?
She was the fucking host. She was the music guest. He, for some reason, hosted yes! again.
That's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's literally going to happen.
Book it.
Put it in your 2024 calendars.
On your bingo card that you didn't see coming, but River told you it was coming.
2023 was, you thought 2023 was in the fucking nuts.
Yeah.
2024 is going to be. Like one for the books.
It's gonna be sure. Like March. Yeah. Your bingo card would be.
Pete she Davis already said it. So like a couple months ago, like when this shit happened, before, she was like, she was on a live, and I've heard like something, and she was like, not verbatim, but I'm paraphrasing here. She said, "Look, all I'm gonna do is like, if we break up, I'm just gonna get with another nigga with some money."
Yeah. Yep. I remember
you remember that shit?
Yeah.
So it's like an inevitable. So I mean, just look for it in 2024. Like we like just get to it. Like,
but this is what I will say. I will say from what I do know, because we only talk about, you know, we can only speculate so much. For people that be like, we talked about this before on the podcast. We don't know these people.
Yeah,
so for people to be like, dang, look how Cardi look. He fumbled Cardi. The one thing I remember, I harping back to, is when she went and publicly apologized to him because she got an attitude about him not coming straight home, but he was surprising her with a gift. Do you remember that?
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and she was, she basically was like, she was a bitch to him.
Yeah. I remember that.
That, I like bookmarked that.
Yeah.
He probably went through a lot with her and her attitude.
Oh, this is, yeah, that's not the one, like, the one time, like, she went crazy.
Yeah, she went crazy on me.
That's not the one
time. Over some dumb shit.
Yeah, of course not. What? That's, like, the one that came out.
That's the one that came out, because she publicly apologized.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
But
we're not even talking about the ones that didn't come out the house.
But you know what I'm saying? What I took from that, if you go back to that video, look at his face. His face, he's so like, y'all don't even fucking know. Like, the shit the conversation we had, this bitch had to go on live and apologize.
I have to. I'm sorry. Like,
she had to.
I have to do this privately and publicly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because she basically said, y'all don't even know what the fuck. Like, y'all don't even know.
This is not even a half.
Yeah.
It's not even a half.
Not even a fucking half.
Dog, I be going through it.
Yeah. Like, y'all don't even understand. But I do understand. She's a Cardi B.
Yes.
I can only imagine what comes with a Cardi B.
Come on, man.
I can only fucking imagine.
I can only imagine. Just knowing her prior. Yes. It's just like, exactly. Yeah, for sure. You know. Yeah,
like, exactly.
And you just talking about a Cardi B with money now. So yeah, it's just like.
You know,
a Cardi B with
money. It's like, y'all don't fucking understand.
Like, money don't really change that much.
No,
it don't change her, like, personality.
He be like, I pray every day she don't backslide. Every day, my prayers to God is that she don't backslide.
If anything, money, like, blows it up, your personality. Like, if you're a lame, if you got money, it was just like, oh, you just gonna be a lame with money.
Yeah.
But if you're like Cardi B, who's like, your personality is like loud and wild, pretty much.
Yes.
It just amplifies it. Yeah. That's all. It just money just amplifies.
She was still on her whole shit.
Hell yeah. What?
She was on her whole shit on the biggest stage. And for those of you who get mad about that, she said it herself.
And she did. She said that.
She said she was a hoe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do her words, not mine.
Do with that what you will.
Yeah. Her words, not mine.
But we love Cardi here.
Oh, yes.
Regardless, we talked about Cardi for a long time. Yeah. But I love Cardi.
Yeah. We stand for Cardi.
Bought that yellow forever.
Money bags forever.
Shouts out to everybody over there. And, yeah, that's it. I don't have anything else.
No, I ain't got nothing else either.
Just
something to get y'all through.
Yeah. If we can figure out, like, the whole celebrity shit and not care too much about them.
Stop caring.
And the whole male and female gender wars thing. If we can figure that shit out before 2024 too, that'd be great too. Yeah, it'd be less to talk about, but I mean, I'll be happy about it too. To be honest with you, outside of that, man, yeah, I just pray for that. And guys, we'll be back next week. We'll be back with some more emails for sure. Like, we got some like accumulating.
Yeah.
So have fun with that next.
Yeah,
week.
unless something big happens, the next episode should be an email episode.
Absolutely, for sure. So
get your emails in.
Get them in. Please askthepointpod@gmail.com. Put your emails in. Ask your questions. We'll be happy to answer it. Give us some 5-star reviews for sure. That helps people find the show. Rate, review, subscribe to the show. Pod to me nice.
Chill.
Anything else before we go?
Nah, man, I got nothing this week, man.
Hey, man. just want to thank everybody for listening, man. Sure. I know the holiday season is kind of crazy, and it's like the most stressful time of the year. But, hey, man, you got it. If this helps, just listening to us, you know, we're thankful for you guys for even listening. So,
yep.
With that, I am Billy Ellis. That is the Pun Guy. We see you guys next week with an email episode and some funny shit. Okay. Yeah. shout out to the Nicki song, everybody.
All right. Yeah. Shout out to the Nicki song and shout out to everybody that's Team Snacker.